This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes especially for our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheelers out there, the men and the women coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our United States Postal Service bulk mail haulers out there hauling the bulk mail from the centers to the post offices, and our suicide jockeys like Tom down there in Venice, hauling the gas and the diesel and getting it done out there so we got petrol and go juice to drive around on. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, we have a poll over there that you can take a look at. We have a poll over there for the Florida 13th Congressional District, and we have the candidates that are running on the GOP side. You can choose your selection, whoever it is you would like to see be the candidate. And it's just an unofficial poll. We're going to leave it up there for a couple of weeks and see what happens. Now, let's not forget that the MeWe and Gab and Parler and Getter and True Social and Twitter, we're all over there too as at Captains America. We're also on Instagram. And our website is simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. The Captains America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining me right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
How's about we say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, we got a caller. I'm going to go right to the caller right away. I'm not sure who this is, so I'm going to ask. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It is I, Jennifer. I'm listening to KNUS out of Denver, and I'm just outside the People's Republic of Boulder.
Ha ha! Okay. How you doing?
Fine. Previously, there was a call about the Supreme Court and what they ruled on as far as police action.
Right.
And they have ruled four times that the police department is not your personal safety security. They are there to protect the community as a whole, not any one individual.
Yep, to protect and serve.
Mm-hmm. Right. They ruled that four times ever since the mid-1800s.
Okay.
What we are seeing down in Texas is no one had the authority. It was a bureaucratic authority question. The individual who had a rifle on the subject that was going into the school never got permission to pull the trigger.
Correct.
And everybody who was in that building, all of those cops, never got the authority to do anything because they don't want to lose their jobs and they don't want to be sued and they don't want to lose their pension.
Right. And the ones that finally went in were the Border Patrol, the federal guys.
Because they didn't care. They were above all of that nonsense.
There were 90 of those Border Patrol agents that were there, too, by the way, the largest agency represented.
Wow.
Yep, and they had their tactical team, their SWAT team there with them, so they were ready. They would have gone earlier, could they, had they been able to, but they decided enough's enough, we're going, and they went.
We saw the same thing at Columbine. I was talking with one of the people I know who's the deputy district attorney in Denver, and he said, yeah, our SWAT team was there, but the sheriff of Jefferson County would not allow them to go in and take care of those two in Littleton.
Wow, and then they wound up killing themselves.
Yeah, after they killed a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Anyway.
Well, thank
you. One thing we never hear about, though, because nobody wants to talk because it means advertising, how many of these people who go crazy are actually on prescription psychotropic medication.
Oh, that's true, too. You're right. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. All right, well, thank you for a great call. I appreciate it. Keep on listening. Tell your friends.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Denver calling in, and she had some very, very sharp comments there.
I think so. No, that was a great call, and glad to hear from Jennifer in Denver.
Yeah, and I think she called us once before a little while back, but she's very, she had her, what's the word I want here? She had her ducks in a row, very well organized.
I will say that, exactly right,
yeah.
Yes.
And again, I will say what I said before. I know what she's talking about with the Supreme Court and all that stuff, but like I said, their job is to protect and serve all of us.
Well, sure. I think the general idea is that if there's a situation that is literally out of control and out of hand, they have a duty to act, as opposed to, you're right, you can't somehow conscript them to make sure that they are doing only for you or for a particular individual or a group or this kind of thing. But certainly if there's an ongoing active situation, they're expected to do something.
Well, when I was in New York, and I can't say all of it, I can right now, I'll wait till I come back, but when I was in New York, Rudy Giuliani was the last mayor that I worked under, and I'll tell you what his policy was. Hold on there, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way, and Jeff is going to take us to break here. Go ahead, Jeff.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff Vincerosota, for doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I'll tell you what, if you're struggling with back or neck or shoulder, hip or knee pain, maybe even your hand hurts or your foot hurts or your ankle hurts or whatever, because it's all related, as you well know, or general muscle aches and pain, then I'm going to suggest you order the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor. It costs $19.95. I've been taking it for 8 years, and it's never gone up. It's been the same price in that whole time, $19.95. But that's about a dollar a day to see if Relief Factor can get you out of pain. And then after that, it's less than a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can sign up and you can try Relief Factor and see if it'll do for you what I tell you it'll do. Because I'm telling you, I've been taking it for going over 8 years now, more than 8 years, and it works for me. I had to take it Saturday because all of a sudden my right foot started to swell up unexpectedly. And when I took it, boom, 20 minutes later, it stopped. And the pain I was in stopped too. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. See if it works for you. If so, you're welcome. Hey, Kyle, what do we tell everybody about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're awake because you can't sleep because you're aching and moaning and groaning. Yeah, you'll find out, right?
That's exactly right. Yep.
All right, well, President Joe Biden early Sunday disputed a claim that he didn't accuse Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of orchestrating the killing of the Washington Post journalist, and I hate wish they'd quit saying that. He was a contributor, not a journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, in private meetings, and he also happened to be a spy, which is why they got rid of him, right?
That's apparently so, yes.
Now, after arriving home in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, Biden was asked by a reporter about a comment from the foreign minister in Saudi Arabia. His name is Abdul Al-Jabir. The foreign minister said, the Saudi foreign minister said, he did not hear Joe Biden accuse the Crown Prince of Khashoggi's murder. Now, I think he was telling the truth. Biden says, no, he's not.
Well, that's right. That's exactly what Joe Biden said, or the White House is backing up, essentially, that they believe that the foreign minister for Saudi Arabia is lying about what he said the president did or didn't do in the presence of MBS, the Crown Prince. There's also something else, too, Captain, because the president was asked by reporters if he regretted the now infamous fist bump with MBS. And Joe Biden snapped back and said, why don't you guys talk about something that matters?
Yeah.
I'm happy to answer any question that, quote, matters.
Yeah.
I don't know what matters. I mean, all of this matters.
Hey, Joe, how about the price of oil going up $2 a barrel when you got back? How about that, Joe?
He probably might say that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's not relevant.
But that's, I think, also Joe Biden going off script. Now, one thing we know, Captain, when he was, I believe it was the president of Mexico just recently in the Oval Office.
Yes.
Joe Biden was sitting in that chair by the fireplace, and he's reading off the card, and he was having trouble doing that anyway.
Yep.
So one might think that the only thing Joe Biden talks about is whatever's on the card. So if it wasn't on the card to talk about Khashoggi, maybe he didn't. We don't know.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, namely Paul Pelosi. It's been reported that he purchased millions of dollars worth of stock in a semiconductor company potentially weeks before an expected Senate vote on a bill that would have subsidized and did billions to computer chip manufacturing and semiconductor companies. In other words, it was a sure bet for him to do that. Now, with the insider trading rule of the congressional members, I think the way it's allowed is the congressional member can operate using insider information to make investments. I believe that's the correct assumption. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
I do not think that members of the family are entitled to that same privilege. In other words, I don't think the husband, unless it was a joint account, that'd be a different story. But I don't think the husband on his own could turn around based on insider information he got from his wife and invest and make a bunch of money off it. I don't think that's allowed. I could be wrong. I'm going to have to check on it because I can't do it right now, but I'm going to have to check on it. But that would be something that I would be curious about.
Well, absolutely. Even so, Captain, in the court of public opinion and certainly the optics of it all, it's just the rich keep getting richer. And everybody else has to dip into their savings if they have it in order just to buy stuff that they need throughout the month or start cashing out their 401k. They're not making millions of dollars or something on these huge, amazing stock trades based on what amounts to, in most people's minds, to insider trading. And, it's just, we just keep going down this road. And I guess, Captain, you can also buy an awful lot of gourmet ice cream with that.
Yeah, you probably can. And, things are really getting rotten in California. The crime scenario out there, a NASCAR driver, Bobby East, 37, stabbed to death at a California gas station while filling up his car with gas. The suspect was then shot and killed by a SWAT team as they pursued him. Unbelievable.
It is, Captain. I have a colleague of mine that has his business very close to that area where this terrible tragedy occurred. I know exactly the off ramp from the 405 freeway where that 76 station is, and so I'm in that area many, many times. So it's just really, really, it's a sad, sad thing to have this kind of thing. And basically, I believe the police were already, this person was uh, already, the police were looking for them before they even committed this this horrible crime and this horrible murder. So it's just a sad, sad story all around.
Now we've heard.
Just pray for his family.
Exactly. Now we've heard this before, and the former White House doctor under Barack Obama, and initially under, I believe he was there for Donald Trump for a short time, but anyway, doctor and Congressman Ronnie Jackson from Texas said that Joe Biden's cognitive level is obviously declining, and he may be forced to resign as president before he gets to the end of his term because he just can't handle it anymore.
Well, you know, Captain, it's unfortunate that we don't have a lot of people in the media or even in the political realm that are sort of objectively looking at this. You know, we've been watching this with Joe Biden for quite some time through the campaign. We've been talking about it, you know, full bore for a long time. But without trying to be funny, I think this is going to get worse as the midterms approach. Then shortly after the midterms, you might start hearing a chorus that Joe Biden needs to resign from his own party due to some kind of cognitive issue. And that's, of course, that's going to be driven by the politics of it. But, Captain, this is the guy who was in the basement who never should have been running for president in the first place because of the obvious signs we've been watching for a long, long time.
Now, Bernie Sanders, and you do a pretty good impression of him, don't you?
Well, sometimes I can do it. Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is mad at Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia because he says Manchin is intentionally sabotaging the Biden administration.
Well, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He says he has sabotaged the president's agenda.
There you go.
I got it. But yeah. Yeah. So, well, you know, that's politics also, Bernie, don't you think? You know, you have someone who doesn't agree with, you know, this sort of far left, you know, hijacked Democrat party. And this points up, Captain, I think, more of the division that actually exists within the Democrats. They keep trying to think that the Republicans are all divided and it's all terrible. But this is really where it's at.
Joe is doing something that Bernie doesn't do. Joe is listening to his constituents.
Right.
Bernie is not.
Well, that's right, because Bernie talks about the idea that the Democrat caucus, this is the stuff the majority in the Democrat caucus wants. Well, but that's not what the voters perhaps want, and that's exactly what you're saying. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, Dr. Birx, you remember her?
Right.
She came out and made a statement yesterday, which will really excite a bunch of people. She said COVID was ready to infect right out of the box as the latest version of COVID starts to spread across America. And they're already talking about, uh-oh, got to have another vaccine. Uh-oh, going to have to wear face masks again. Uh-oh, this is going to be so contagious. Uh-oh, and all it is about a three-day sickness.
That's what it's shaping up to be, although some people have it worse than others. That's based on other factors, but you're right. Yeah.
All right. Well, Hayo Kielbasa. We're going to go take a break. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to let Jeff take us to break. Got more coming back. And by the way, did you know there's an airstrike going on over in Scandinavia? We'll tell you about it.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. sticker shock on grocery store shelves and soaring gas prices continue to squeeze the wallets of many Americans. With inflation at a 40-year high, the rising cost of everyday living expenses coming front and center ahead of the upcoming midterms. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein tells Fox News Sunday he believes there are some outside factors playing a role regarding inflation.
There were some unforeseen things that occurred. For example, a war in Ukraine. Now, Ukraine and Russia are both breadbaskets and energy baskets for the world, and those have put a considerable upward pressure on prices.
Three people were killed at an Indianapolis, Indiana mall after a man with a rifle opened fire in a food court. Police say the gunman was killed by an armed civilian. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful Monday morning in my neighborhood. I hope it is where you're at, too. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's right, Mr. Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. And don't forget that over at MyPillow.com, you can save, because the buy one, get one stuff is still going on, as well as some other savings. You can find out about all of that by going to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com and take advantage of everything that's over there. Yep, everything that's over there on that page. Now, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products, and now it's time to join with the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products, because you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the best sheets there is going. I got two sets of them, and I love them. The Giza Elegance MyPillows, again, same scenario. Best freaking pillow I've ever slept on. By the way, the six-piece bath towel sets, yep, and they're big enough for yours truly. How about that one? And the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and a whole bunch extra over there, including the brand-new bath towels. Check that out. You're going to love that. Those are beautiful, big,
beach bath towels, just like what you really need to have. Now, just go inside the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity because when it's gone, it's gone. Buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with every purchase. Now, give them a call again, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. The promo code is simply CAPTAIN. Promo code is CAPTAIN. That gets you whatever you need to have there. And we're back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Boy, what a night we're having so far. It's been a great night, great calls, and I appreciate that when the people call in like that.
No, it really is great, and I think especially the calls we got from Jennifer, Nelson, Eric called in as well.
Yep.
You're right.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure who that was when Eric called in because it was a Skype call, and you never know who you're going to get. So anyway, Scandinavia, did you know that the SAS airline, the Scandinavian airline system, and their pilots were on strike? Did you know that?
I'd heard something about delays and so forth, but, yeah, I guess that's what it was. They were on strike.
Well, they've been on strike for 14 days, and they're resuming their negotiations today to see if they can come back off strike and go back to work. And, of course, this is all about all the nonsense they have to go through as pilots. If you think it's bad here, it's worse in Europe.
No kidding. That's right.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to come of it, but we'll keep our eyes on it because it's something that kind of interrelates with people that are flying into, Finland and Norway and Denmark in particular, Sweden as well, this could affect them with their flights, interconnecting flights and all that because they haven't had a way to get there using this airline anyway.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, Elizabeth Warren, the gift that keeps on giving. Let's see, what was she, Pocahontas, right? Pocahontas?
That's right, because she talked about she wanted a certain heritage.
Well, she went around like this. Okay, well, never mind. All right, Warren's war on the crisis centers for pregnancies shows the Democrats' pro-abortion extremism. Why is she so hot to trot on that?
Well, Captain, evidently, she thinks that crisis pregnancy centers, get this, folks, fools women out of getting an abortion. This is, you know, really, really a very, very crazy time. You know, Captain, if you're pro-choice, and this is what we're hearing from the left and most of the Democrat Party elite, they're pro-choice. So wait a minute. If people may actually make a choice, why do they get angry if they're just not making the choice they want them to make, I guess?
Now, I'm going to agree with Joe Biden to a certain extent, and that's going to shock everybody. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden's comments about the Putin tax isn't about oil. It should be about the Ukrainian blockade of the grain and some other things coming out of Ukraine that the world needs to do what? Well, it's called feed people. Because the blockade that Russia has on Ukraine is threatening not only food prices around Europe and whatnot, but also here in the United States. And they know it. The Russians know it. It's a global supply problem, and they know that too. So they're not doing anything quickly to solve the problem.
Well, no, and you would think, Captain, that as a leader, if you can anticipate the problem, you're not just reading the tea leaves, but you're actually watching these things unfold before your very eyes. Why don't we see this administration saying things like and doing things like we're going to ramp up our own food production, we're going to make it easier for farmers to farm and get their stuff to market. I mean, any number of things that we could be doing right now to make sure that we don't have a food shortage and that we can also help out other people in the world who might be having a food shortage.
You're right, but they couldn't do that because that would make perfect sense.
Well, right, and then they couldn't blame Vladimir Putin for a food shortage at that point. You know, it's like the prices keep going up, and all the administration can do is to say, well, blame Vladimir Putin. Our hands are tied, you know, or something like that. And nobody buys that. It's, to them, it's just a, you know, it's a load of you-know-what.
Now, Representative Chip Roy, who's a Republican in Texas, along with Senator Ted Cruz, who's another Republican, along with the Governor Greg Abbott, who's another Republican, have all come out and talked about the record-setting flood of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border with Mexico that has been ignored for so very long by President Joe Biden and his administration, and it's now past time to officially declare the mass migration as an uncontrollable invasion on the southern border, which would change the way we operate. But no, they don't want to do that, do they?
Well, no, they won't. You know, obviously, they're not talking about a militaristic invasion, but if you have a destabilizing transfer of individuals into the country illegally, that would certainly qualify as a very important problem that would have to be somehow addressed. And we're just putting it mildly at that.
And by the way, the Trump train is coming. Now,
yeah,
go ahead.
I think you're right. No, I was just saying, I think you're right. Yeah.
The Trump train is coming because if you've noticed these rallies he's been having, more and more people at every rally are there inside and outside, and they're waiting hours and hours and hours to get in. And if they don't, then they set them up outside where they can see or watch a screen or something, so where they can at least be a part of it, if you will. And the minority people, the minority numbers that are showing up, blacks and Latinos and wherever they're coming from, Slavic countries, you name it, all across the country and from around the world, the minorities are showing up and are getting on board the Trump train.
And because, Captain, there's so many people who have been lied to, who have been taken advantage of and taken for granted for decades upon decades,
yeah,
by the Democrat Party elite. That's right.
You think it has anything to do with the fact that Joe went to the Middle East to talk about oil, and when he got back, prices went up $2 a barrel, and I'm saying, way to go, Joe? You think that's got something to do with it?
He's got an innate talent to make that happen, evidently.
Well, again, I'm not making this up, folks. Go take a look at the price of oil. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over here right now. This is a chart that I have that I'm looking at that's right up to the minute. $2.29 a barrel on crude. Let's see. That's Brent crude. West Texas went up $1.81. And then Marban crude went up $2.06. And natural gas is up, so way to go, Joe. You did a great job.
It's an accomplishment, I guess.
Yeah, he went over there and jacked up the prices.
Right.
Because, again, the Arab summit failed to give Biden what he wanted. I can't name anything he got. Now, real quick, after 18 years, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have finally gotten married in Las Vegas, Nevada. Jen will take Ben's last name, making her Jennifer Lopez Affleck.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. I'm happy for them. They both seem like great people. They've been through a lot. And, you know, in this world, Captain, you can find love and get married like that. That's amazing. And we just more power to them.
And all I can say to A-Rod is you blew it.
Well, I think so. They got married at the Little White Chapel there in Las Vegas.
I know right where that is.
Yep, exactly.
Right where that is. I've actually been by there, and I know exactly where it was. We took a tour, my wife and I, when we were there, and we went by the Little White Chapel because it's so famous for what they do.
Yep.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Jeff's going to take us back to break.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm
back in. Steven Tyler and Kyle and I were just talking about this during the break. I think Steven Tyler had a relapse and is back in rehab. Is that what you were telling me, Kyle?
Yeah, that's right. It was about 45 days ago, somewhere in there, about a month and a half ago, they were going to be doing their Las Vegas residency, but it had to be canceled because Steven Tyler went back into rehab. We understand, though, Captain, evidently he's come out of rehab, and they may be rescheduling those Vegas gigs here in the near future. So that's good news. At least it looks like he's come out of rehab. He evidently stayed a little bit longer than the 30 days that he initially went in for, but yeah, that's right. It's a battle, and we wish him well with that.
Well, you know, there's just something about the rock and roller guys and gals that when they get out there and they get into that climate, and I know I did just enough of it to haul stuff around to watch and see what was going on. I mean, between the women they had with them, between the drugs that they had, between all this high life that was going on, and I don't know how they did it. You know, my wife ran with me. She was my partner when we did the entertainment shows, but you'd see these people, and the worst group that I had to haul for was Nine Inch Nails, the guys with all the nails driven into their head and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well the girls were the same way that they hung around with. And that took a lot of adjustment, but they sure gave us a big tip when we got done taking them from California to Cleveland.
All right, very cool.
Yeah, yeah, it was almost as big as what Garth Brooks gave us with Trisha Yearwood, because they were nice people too. They were all nice, but you know, different versions of nice. Okay, tell me about the weather out west.
Well, Captain, we do have some weather out west to tell you about, but also about 24 hours ago, there's a 3.6 magnitude earthquake in a place called Newport Beach, California, right down here on the coast in Orange County. It goes in with some other earthquakes we've had, just little ones, over the last couple of days. So if you're rocking and rolling in California, that was the reason. Also in California, we do have excessive heat warnings in the Central Valley along Highway 99 and, of course, Interstate 5. This is going to run from about Bakersfield up to Merced, up there on 99, up towards Newman on Interstate 5. So be aware of that. We do have some thunderstorms and also patchy dense fog as well. Now, this is going to be just outside Phoenix, looks like to the west of Phoenix. This is going to be, of course, along I-10, so you want to be aware of that. You've also got some rain in the area there, a lot of rain covering that area. This is going to be north of Phoenix, up near Congress, up near Lake Havasu City, and it looks like, let's see, Parker might be getting some rain right about now. That's right there on the border between California and Arizona. St. George, Utah, we've got some rain in that area. Doesn't look like it's really affecting across Interstate 15 until you get a little north of Cedar City. Then also down in Durango, Colorado, we got rain on the radar map right now. And then up near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, looks like we got rain in that area coming across I-90 near Wallace as well, going up towards the border with Canada. And then if you're north of Great Falls in Montana, you've got rain. You've also got rain coming across the interstate near Hysham, Forsyth, and Miles City along I-94. And to cap it all out, Captain, we've got rain near Billings, Montana, as well, as you come around I-90. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we're going to start in South Dakota, central part of South Dakota. You've got a severe thunderstorm watch for about 150 miles of the central part of South Dakota. And there is some flood advisories up in the northeastern corner of South Dakota, south of Bismarck and west of Bismarck, if you will, going down into Nebraska tonight. We've got the northwestern corner of Nebraska where there's a severe thunderstorm watch possibility for the development of thunderstorms in the western part of Nebraska to move east during the day with some very warm temperatures as well. Kansas, it's pretty much the western part of Kansas that's going to have some heat, might have some weather in there as well. You do have some stagnant air to report over there by Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri right there in that area. Now, coming down to Amarillo, we got an interesting situation there. We've got some really, really, really hot temperatures predicted for today, scorching hot temperatures for about maybe 50 to 75 miles. And then east of that, over towards Oklahoma City, you've got a big area all the way down to the Dallas Metroplex and then on an angle over to Midland, Texas, where you've got the possibility for severe thunderstorms that could develop into something even more powerful The conditions are there for this to happen. We'll see. I'm not going to wish any bad luck on anybody. Now, going over into Arkansas, south of I-40 and I-30, Little Rock on down south, all the way back down to Dallas. You've got some high heat and temperatures there. Got some low-level flooding through there. All the way down to Laredo tonight, you've got some really warm temperatures as well as the possibility for severe thunderstorms. And the same thing for the northwestern corner of Louisiana, where we also happen to have a flood watch and warning going on there. Now, way, way, way up north in the upper Michigan Peninsula, we've got a lot of rain going on up there. We've got a lot of rain going on in the southern part of Ohio, to include Cincinnati, all the way over in the northwestern corner and western side of West Virginia, and just north of Louisville, you got some rain and some showers and some flooding going on there. So that's what the weather's looking like. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and folks, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It was brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. I stopped in there on the way over to Plant City on Saturday morning and chatted with some folks and some drivers, too. We were very happy to I was very happy to see them and gave them some cards and some free pens and stuff like that. So they were happy campers. All righty. Joining us right now is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the things she writes. The big story to start you out with is what happened in Indiana by the good guy with the gun taking out the bad guy with the gun.
Yeah, we had a witness that was there at the shopping mall, and apparently this cat came in well-armed and decided to take out people at the food court. And so a good guy with a gun stopped him. Now the interesting thing will be what happens to the good guy with a gun.
Well, according to the police, nothing.
Well, we hope that's the case, but
yep. They're calling him a hero, and they're not charging him with anything.
Well, I hope that's true. Things do change, and you don't know where the Department of Justice is, or the ATF, or the FBI. So, I'll watch this one a little bit to see what necessarily happens.
Well, I'm not going to say it couldn't happen that way. It could, but I'm going to tell you, the court of public opinion will destroy any credibility the DOJ has left, and they're treading on very thin ice. I mean, the people they've had it. I was, again, at a gun show over the weekend. The people there have had it with what the Biden administration is doing, and a whole bunch of Democrats made it a point to come up to me and say, we're done. It's over. We're changing parties. We're going back the way it was. Donald Trump was right. I had people telling me that. Democrats.
Well, but the other thing, too, is that there's a very different attitude about things here in Florida than there are in other states. So,
that's true, but some of these people are from other states, so take that to the bank. Hold on, I'll be right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and that is right. Some of the people that talked to me were here from out of state, so there you go. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.